Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about feeling less anxious with change. One of the things in life we know is always going to be happening is that everything will eventually change. Change is a constant, and it's as constant as our breath. Even our breath is always changing. If we look at that, we can see that we are not stuck. We are not frozen. It is changing. Again, bringing it back to the breath. It is coming in. There's even a pause that you may not even be able to distinguish at first, but then there is the exhalation, and it's always changing. It's just like the waves in the ocean. They are changing. They are coming. They are going. No one wave is like the next. Same with our breath. It has change. It comes. It goes. And even minute differences in each breath, we are not stuck. So we can have hope that our circumstances, if they are not optimal at this time, that they will change. And we want to remember that these circumstances, if they're uncomfortable, they will change. If they are joyful, blissful, those two will change. It's coming to terms with this, with the idea that the good moments will change and so will the stressful moments. But where we get hung up with anxiety, panic, is we are in this place of attaching to the negative. We are so sure this anxious moment, this panic attack will be here forever. So I want to reassure you that change will happen. No, change happens in our life too, right? Life throws us changes. And for many of us, it can be difficult to accept the uncertainty of change. What we do is we're in the fear of what will come next. And how can we get out of that? With the anxious mind, what comes next is not always a pretty picture. We often paint ourselves into a dreadful future, into a dreadful moment. This change, even though it may be something I desired, there's going to be something around the corner that's just not right, and I'm going to have to deal with it. So I want to slow some of that down, because the more aware we can be of how we are thinking when change is occurring, we can actually steer this ship a little bit better. You know, even when the change brings something exciting, something that we desired, like a new relationship, this is very common, or a new life situation, like Lindsay in our last episode, we talked about Lindsay's wedding, and that's big change, right? But it was desired, something that you want, but we still get all worked up about it because there is uncertainty. There are things that we know that we cannot control. Our career changing. Maybe we were going after a big new career or becoming an entrepreneur or shifting into a something totally different, something that we always wanted. And then as it is approaching and we are in it, taking this new position, we panic with the mind going into the future with all kinds of dark scenarios because there are things that are out of our control, and it is the uncertainty. We are not looking at the uncertainty with an eye toward delight. It is always toward the negative for a reason. That is how we survived, by being able to see all the possibilities that might happen, right? So even going on a vacation, children even going to Disneyland or Disney World, it can feel like an excitement that is over the top, filled with uncertainty, and they get like freaked out. It's stressful. So this is just our human nature. And the more we can understand our human nature and why we do what we do, we will be able to keep ourselves from going down the wormhole because of uncertainty. And what I want to talk about here before I move on to a couple of little points is that our body and our mind is working toward survival at all times. It is trying to make the body come back to center. It is trying to keep you safe by scanning the horizon, by seeing what's out there, and by picking up on the sound of a stick breaking in the woods. We're built like this. We're built to survive, and we are always going to lean toward the negative. The negative will stick to us like Velcro, and the positive will slide off us like Teflon. This is how we are built, and it is for survival.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And now we have these minds that can see this. We are able to comprehend that we're doing it and that we can look at it from a different and higher perspective. And we can be able to see, that is my survival mind. That is my, maybe it is my overstimulated amygdala. Maybe I am that far out and that's the lizard brain has taken over, but we can still see it. We have that ability to self-reflect, and we need to use this in order to keep ourselves from living in a state of only being in survival. I want to talk about a few ways to use your mindful awareness during these inevitable moments of change so that you can feel less anxious. One of the things we want to remember to do is to ride the wave. And I know we talk about the water a lot here, but it's because the ocean has so much to teach us. And so if I want you to learn to ride the wave of change, change arises just as a wave arises, and it's natural. It is part of our life. Whether we want the change or not is a whole nother story, but change arises naturally. And with that natural change, it can generate discomfort in us, or we can begin to feel overwhelmed in this whole process. When we acknowledge those strong emotions and we acknowledge that they're present, we have a better chance of navigating what life brings us in those moments because we are not merely in the survival mode. We are not merely ready to just fight, to flee, or to freeze. We have more self-awareness than that, and we can notice that there are strong emotions involved here, and that we can see them. And where is that coming from? Is this from true danger of these changes that are happening? Or is this just my anticipation of something disastrous happening because there is change happening? Ride that wave. The next thing I want you to do is to bring up your resilience. When we are adjusting to new circumstances, it's really easy to become frustrated and hard on ourselves because, of course, we're supposed to already know how to do everything, even though we've never done it before. But, you know, that's because we're hard on ourselves and we think that we are magical and should be able to do everything. So we become frustrated with ourselves when this new change, this new circumstance is having us have to learn something new. Let go of these feelings of disappointment. Let them go. And how do you let them go? By seeing them. The fact that you can see that you're anxious, that you are disappointed in yourself, and you can use that self-awareness as a way of letting it go and just gently shifting it. Again, it's not pushing it away. It's not ignoring it, but it's allowing it by letting go of it as you would let go of a helium balloon string and just gently watch it float up. Use that visualization if that is helpful when you are dealing with disappointments or your anxiety around these new circumstances. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you're not the only person in the world who is adapting to something new. Right now, in this moment, everyone knows someone who's going through a change. And if we open it up to the whole world, we know that there are millions of people either struggling or anticipating with new circumstances and changes. And we are not alone. This is part of being human. When you pull up your resilience, when you remember you're not the only one going through this, and other people have gone through these things before, so if other people can do it, why not you? When we are using our resilience, we can learn, we can grow, and we can recover a sense of well-being during this time of change, during this challenge. And one way that I want you to do that is to remember how resilient you are. And I want you to have a reminder of your personal resilience. So as a practice, so that you can have more evidence in the future of your resilience, that you can remember, like, again, we don't remember the good things we did, but we are remembering the times that we failed or forgot. So I want you to star in your journal, put a little star or a highlighter of when you have been through a challenge and have found yourself on the other side of it, totally intact and maybe even better off than before. When you have these to look back on, you will begin to remember and bring to your conscious awareness the times that you have used your resilience. You have been through things. You know, your mind and body know how to do this. We just need to remember. And the third point that I want to have you think about is to soothe your anxiety a little bit around uncertainty. Most of us have things that we are identified with, whether it be our job, our family role, our place that we live, what our beliefs are. And when these things change, which is often happening in this world now, job titles are changing, family roles are changing, so much is changing. And when things start to change, we often feel that we are losing things, characteristics, or the things that define us. So rather than getting caught up in fixed ideas of who we ought to be or the job we ought to be doing or should be doing, Be willing to have some room around who you are and what you do for something new, for something more. In other words, be flexible. Have less rigid ideas and stance around who you are and what you are doing or should be doing. Mostly with anxiety, it's not about what you are doing or maybe even identifying with what you're doing, but that you should be doing it. So maybe you are doing it for someone else. Let's have some room around that to allow something more to come in, something new. See the uncertainty and these changes that are happening in your life as a part of life, and that we all encounter this. It isn't personal. I hope that these tips have been helpful for you. Change is inevitable, and when we can actually wrap our arms around that, we have less to fear. We're leaning in toward it, and we can welcome it because we've been expecting it. And now for today's quote. Welcome the present moment as if you have invited it. Why? Because it is all we ever have. And that's from Pema Chodron. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.